Last night I had a beer. His father didn't speak right away. He said finally, heavily,
I heard it might have been more like half a dozen beers.
Yeah, you're right. It was probably closer to 5 or 6.
Did it help?
No.
How did you feel this morning?
Like shit.
And tonight?
I'm done. I slipped. I learned my lesson. I'm done.
Bobby couldn't quite resist adding,
And you?
I'm good,
Pop said.
One asshole in the family is enough, don't you think?
Bobby had to smile.
Yeah, one asshole is enough. And Susan?
His father asked gruffly.
Now you got some time off, maybe you can bring her out for a visit.
I don't know.
What don't you know, son?
I don't know a lot of things.
Come visit me, Bobby. It's only a 30-minute ride. You could spend an afternoon. We could talk.
I should do that.
Which they both knew meant that he wouldn't. Pop was trying, Bobby was trying, but there were still things both couldn't forgive and neither could forget.
Hey, Pop, I gotta go.
Bobby could see the small cluster of 3 people at the bus stop. An older woman stared at Bobby. He stared right back.
Have you talked to your brother at all?
No.
I'll give him a call. I'd hate for him to catch it on the news.
Pop, George lives in Florida.
Yeah, but these kinds of stories, they have a life of their own.
At the hospital, ironically enough, Bobby couldn't catch anyone's attention. He stood for 10 minutes at the registration desk before growing impatient and heading for the hospital directory next to the elevator. He found a listing for Anthony J. Rocco, M.D. on the 3rd floor. Bobby took the stairs. Arriving at the top, he was breathing hard. He found a glassed-in waiting room filled with children's toys and snotty-nosed toddlers. 2 kids were crying. One was trying to cram a metal car down her throat. Greater Boston Pediatrics, the sign said. Bobby decided it must be the place to start. The receptionist at the counter barely glanced at him. She slid him a sign-in sheet and a chewed-up pen while cracking her gum and talking on the phone. Bobby had to wait until she hung up to inform her he wasn't a patient. He simply wanted to talk to Dr. Rocco. This confused her greatly. He flashed his badge, said he was with the police, and finally got a response. The girl flew out of her chair and trotted down the hall in search of the infamous Dr. Rocco. Bobby didn't know whether to feel triumphant or vaguely ashamed. He'd put on a pair of khakis, a button-down shirt, and his best sports jacket for this occasion. He was doing his impression of a homicide detective, which probably only proved that even state troopers could watch too much TV.